From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Green Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Oh, Mr. Valley.
Yes, Pinky.
Oh, Mr. Valley, I just wrote a beautiful love song, and I dedicated it to my girlfriend, Cecilia.
A love song? What's it called?
It's called, I'm Glad I Made You Cry, Your Face is Cleaner Now.
Rudy Valley with Pinky Lee, that 20th century star Celeste Holm and Benny Kruger's music, brought to you by Dreen Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello. The Rudy Valley residence, Pinky Lee speaking. Who? Oh, hello, Miss Holm. No, Mr. Valley's not coming down to Villa Valley tonight. Well, we couldn't get the Academy dinner at Villa Valley, and, well, he's home with a broken heart. Now, he's sleeping now. Oh, yeah, I take good care of him. Every morning I fill his bath tub, sit down in it, and warm his spot for him. You what? Well, if the water's warm, he tubs. If it isn't, he basins. Oh, Miss Holm, Mr. Valley is very lonely and unhappy, and he wants you and the Villa Valley gang to visit him tonight. Yeah, he's having a little party for a few Hollywood stars. Yeah, excuse me, Miss Holm. I gotta go now and see if he needs me. Goodbye. I love life and I wanna live. I wanna live. Gee, Mr. Valley is fast asleep. Mr. Valley. Mr. Valley, wake up. Wake up. You forgot to take your sleeping pill.
What? Oh, it's you, Pinky.
Gee, you don't look so good, Mr. Valley, if I'm not too irresistible.
What's that?
Irresistible. I'm using high-class words, Mr. Valley, yes.
I know I don't look well, and stop fanning me with that insurance policy. Where's my hot water bag?
Hot water bag? Oh, those things are no good. 2 years ago, I bought a hot water bag, put some water in it, and it ain't hot yet.
All right, then. Just bring me a cup of hot tea.
Tea? Oh, no good. Every time I drink tea, I get a stabbing pain in my eye.
Well, the next time you drink tea, take the spoon out of the cup.
Well, if I do, how will I keep the lemon down at the bottom?
Pinky, I have a cold, and tea is good for a cold.
A cold, huh? Tell me, is your cold in the affirmative or the negative?
Affirmative or negative?
Yeah, sometimes the eyes have it, and sometimes the nose. Oh, wait a minute. I got just the thing for you, Mr. Valley. See this box of pills? Well, first you take a red pill, and then you follow with the white one.
What's the white pill for?
In case the red one is poison.
I refuse to let you practice on me, Pinky. I'm not a guinea pig.
Mr. Valley, your semicolon's on the right row, but your conjunction took a detour. Look, Mr. Valley, I figured you were hungry, so, well, I got some bread and butter for you. There it is, right over there on the table.
Well, thank you, Pinky. Wait a minute. Where's the bread and butter? All I see is a bottle of Dreen shampoo.
That's right. You said for the last 2 years, Dreen shampoo has been your bread and butter.
Boy, will I be hungry next fall. You're no help to me at all, Pinkham. I better call my nurse. Oh, nurse! Nurse!
Pardon me, lady. Was your mother frightened by the smiling Irishman?
Pinky, the nurse's name is Print. Gertrude Print.
How do you do, Miss Print? Mm.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
Miss Print, I wish you'd be around when I need you. You haven't done a thing for me today.
I certainly did. Didn't I put an ice bag on your head?
Yes, but the next time, break the ice up before you put it on my head.
Well, first I'd like to examine you, Mr. Valley. Open your mouth. Just as I thought.
What?
It's dark in there. What you need, Mr. Valley, is a nice cold shower.
Cold shower? No good. I took a cold shower this morning and I nearly froze. There was a hole in my umbrella. Gosh, was my face blue.
Well, Mr. Valley, I gotta eat now. If you need me, just pull the cord next to your bed.
Pull the cord? Oh, that's no good. I pulled the cord this morning.
And what happened? happened?
My pajamas fell off. I'll call you when I need you, Miss Prince.
Hurry.
Pinky, be sure to keep that door closed. I don't want my cold to develop into coronary thrombosis. Of course, you know what coronary thrombosis is.
Oh, sure. Harry James played the coronary and Tommy Dorsey played the thrombosis.
Oh!
Excuse me, Mr. Valley. I told you that joke to cheer you up. You know what I mean.
Well, don't stand there. You laid it. Now you hatch it. Perhaps you better call my doctor, Pinky. Dr. Scalich here. His card is right there.
Okay. Say, Mr. Valley, that doctor ain't no good for you. All he handles are appendicitis cases.
Appendicitis cases? Why do you say that?
Well, it says so on his card. Here you are. Dr. Scalich here. Appendicitis.
That's open Saturdays. Pinky, you have a good head on your shoulders. Whose is it?
I don't know. I got it off a short beer. What you need, Mr. Valley, is fresh air. It's too warm in here. How can you stand the hot air?
That's easy. Just keep talking.
Okay. Just a minute, Mr. Valley. I mean, I consider that a very crusty neck.
What's that?
Or a nasty crack. Remind me to put plaster in that crack tomorrow morning.
Pinky,
I don't know.
Please leave me alone. The way I feel now, I may have to go to the hospital.
Really? Once I was in the hospital on account of my mother.
What did she have?
Me. And when I was a baby, I was so sick, I had to suck my thumb through a tube. Mm. Believe me, Mr. Valley, I've got everything. Either you're getting it later or you're enjoying it longer. Cirrhosis. Honestly, Mr. Valley, I got cirrhosis of the liver, hardening of the arteries, softening of the brain, and Renfrew of the mounted.
Renfrew of the mounted? You don't need a doctor. What you need is a sponsor. Oh, Pinky. Pinky, I know it'd make me feel good.
What's that?
If Benny Kruger and my orchestra were only here and I could sing. After all, you know, music heals. Everyone knows that singing is therapeutic.
Therapeutic? Mr. Valley, your singing isn't that bad. Well, if it's music you want, it's music you're going to get. Listen, abracadabra, alakazee, alakazali. Let's have music for Rudy Valley. Alakazee, alakazosin. The song we hear is called Supposin.
Supposin' I should fall in love with you. Do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing, for I really do.
I should fall in love with you. Do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you?
Supposing I should say for you I yearn, think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing for I really do.
Say, Rudy.
Encore?
Gladly.
When?
Now.
Good.
Listen.
I can't remember how I met you, but stars were shining in your hair.
We men may forget some things, but we always remember lovely, shining hair. To bring out all the gleaming beauty of your hair, use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you reveal all its natural luster. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair. and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As glamorous cover girl and Dreen girl, Jerry Courtney says,
Dreen is my one and only shampoo. I love the way it leaves my hair so shining smooth.
Right, Miss Courtney. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Pinky, that song I sang made me feel much better. But how did my orchestra get here?
Well, Mr. Valley, I believe in wishing. I believe in faith. I believe in hoping. And besides that...
Yes?
Your orchestra was here all the time.
We've all been here, Rudy. We wanted to surprise you.
Oh, hello, Celeste.
Gee whiz, Rudy, you look terrible. Where's your get up and go?
It get up and went. But you look well, Celeste. That's a nice outfit you're wearing. I like the combination.
Oh, is that thing showing again? You know, Rudy, your condition is strictly mental. I get it once in a while, too. Sometimes when I'm walking down the street, I have a feeling I'm not being followed. Why don't you relax, Rudy? Do silly things like whistling at girls.
What's so silly about that? What's silly?
Why, Pinky, don't tell me you whistle at girls.
Well, I did once, but she didn't mind. In fact, she said of all the men she knew, my heart was cleaner, my mind was cleaner, my soul was cleaner, and then...
Yes?
She took me to the cleaners. But getting back to Mr. Valley, what he needs is exercise. Look at me. What do you think put me in the condition I am today?
Carelessness, I guess.
Yeah, just a minute, Miss Holmes. What's Humphrey Bogart that I haven't got? Miss Holmes, I don't like the tone of what you're not saying.
What, Mr. What Mr. Valley needs, Pinky, are spring baths. Did you ever bathe in the spring?
Yeah, and in the winter, too.
Pardon me, children. Don't you think I'm entitled to a few words in this program?
Why?
Oh, you have it bad, Mr. Valley.
Yes, I know.
I know. I once had the same thing.
Oh, you're nothing but an hypochondriac.
That's a lie. I never stole a thing in my life.
Oh, Pinky, a hypochondriac doesn't steal things. You're thinking of a sacroiliac. Say, Rudy, here's a tonic I brought along with me. One drink of this tonic will make you feel years younger.
It will?
Yes. Just a little squirt and you're just a little squirt.
That stuff doesn't look too good. Pinky, you drink some first, and if you like it, I'll drink some.
Oh, no. I'll drink some first, and if I like it, you'll drink some.
Very well, have it your way.
That's better. When it comes to being sharp with a pin, I'm way ahead. Pinhead Pinky, they call me. Okay, Miss Holmes, let me have that tonic. I'll drink it. Here goes.
Oh, stop exaggerating, Pinky. That's a secret medicine invented by the Hoppy Indians.
Well, one of the Indians is still hopping it.
Well, I don't need any tonic, Celeste. Now listen, both of you. I've engaged that famous party maker, Miss Agatha Prescott, to be the hostess at our party tonight. Now, Miss Prescott is a very charming, dignified, cultured woman. So remember, Pinky, no eating peas with a knife.
Mr. Valley, please, I never eat peas with a knife.
You don't?
No, I just put them on my celery and let them roll into my mouth.
Pinky, that's wrong. Don't you know what etiquette is?
Sure. Etiquette is eating the way you don't want to eat, but you eat that way because people are watching it.
Another thing, Pinky, never try to cram a whole slice of bread into your mouth. Fold it four ways and then put it into your mouth.
Egad, what manners. What etiquette. Heavens to emanate. Pinky, Celeste, please, try not to embarrass me when Agatha Prescott arrives. She's so elegant, so refined. You'll be surprised if that's Agatha Prescott now. Come in. It is. Pinky, Celeste, I want you to meet Agatha Prescott.
How do you do?
The pleasure is mutual.
Pardon me, Miss Meskit. Prescott. Pussycat. Something there. On behalf of Mr. Valley, I'd like to welcome you here. Your presence here is utterly... It gives me great pleasure to be the first to say...
Shut up!
Will the first six rows please move back?
We really are glad to have you here, Agatha. I know how busy you are. I realize how everyone showers you with attention, drowns you with offers, and drenches you with invitations.
Run for the hills, folks. The dam is broken.
May I ask you something? something, Mrs. Prescott?
Miss Prescott, not Mrs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm just plain Agatha Prescott, M.E.
M.E.? What's that?
That's me. Hand me the phone, baby. I'm buzzing them tonight.
Oh, Miss Prescott, I'm going to a poker show tomorrow. Would you like to enter the eggs you lay tonight?
Mm. I haven't laid any eggs tonight.
I'll wait. Mm.
Well, let's get down to business. Mr. Valley, what kind of a clam bake are you running here tonight?
A clam bake?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Prescott, it happens to be a buffet supper. Buffet supper. That's French for slug it out among yourselves. We're serving Lady Godiva sandwiches.
Lady Godiva sandwiches?
Yeah, that's cold chicken without any dressing.
What interests me, Miss Prescott, are those unusual party games you create.
Oh, you mean something like my new game called Crackin' the Walnut.
Crackin' the Walnut?
Yeah, that's where I put walnuts in the ears of two guests. Then I bang their heads again. Now, how about the old-fashioned game of post office?
Oh, I hate post office. Oh. At a party last Saturday night, we played post office, but I didn't enjoy it. The mails were slow.
Open the corn crib, Mother. We're sucking it tonight. Yeah, those kissing games are no good. At my last party, I tried to get the guests to play spin the bottle, but nobody would put the bottle down long enough.
Just thought of a wonderful game. All you do is open a can of crushed pineapples and then you let the guests try to fit the pieces together.
Hey, I know. Why don't we have a potato race? That's real fun. The last time we had a potato race, I came in second.
Who came in first?
The potato.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm good and angry.
I'm weak and nervous.
I'm bored and tired.
I'm Lum and Abner.
Shall we dance? Well, Miss Prescott, how do you like some of our suggestions? How do you like some of our suggestions for party games?
Suggestions, bah! Party, bah! Games, bah!
Oh, now you're being sheepish.
Mr. Valley.
Poor little lambs who have lost.
Mr. Valley, if you ever have your life to live over again, don't do it.
Just a minute, Miss Prescott.
Excuse me, Miss Holm. Miss Holm, that was my line.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pinky.
Not at all. You can't talk that way to Mr. Valley. He's my best friend. I'll never forget the time we were lost in the desert. All we had left was one little ham sandwich, and Mr. Valley gave it all to me. Mr. Valley, when you gave me that ham sandwich, you showed me what you were made of. I didn't have the heart to take it. When you offered it to me, what did I say? I said, no, no, no!
A Pinky.
Wait, there's one more. No!
Oh, now look. Let's get started. Here's the seating arrangement. Pinky, you sit on Mr. Valley's left hand, and Miss Holm, you sit on his right hand.
What's the matter? Haven't we got any chairs?
Oh, Mr. Valley, what's the matter with this babe? Don't she know nothing about proper ain't she got no manners? Don't she follow the conventions?
Oh, yes, yeah, she follows all the conventions. Last year, she followed the Elks, clear to Washington.
I don't like Washington, Mr. Valley. You never know who's who down there. The last time I was in Washington, I followed a figure in a slinky black gown for 10 blocks.
And who was it?
A Supreme Court judge.
Oh, Pinksy Winksy, you're so cutesy wootsy. I just could kissy-wissy, yousy-woozy.
Celeste, my dear, am I correct in inferring that you are expressing at this moment some ancient or classic language? Or am I going nutsy-watsy?
Oh, no, Rudy Woody. I'm just getting in the moodsy-woodsy for onesie-twosie. Onesie-twosie, I'll kiss you-sie. Twosie, threesie, you kiss me-sie. Threesie, foursie, kiss some more-sie. Let's start counting higher. Foursie, fivesie, let's get livesie. Fivesie, sixie, hug me quicksie. Sixie, seventie, this is heavensie. My heart's on a flyer. keep the numbers going till the song is done. Love will keep on growing, and we'll have lots of fun. Woo! 7Z, 8Z, you're my day. Z, 8Z, 9Z, 8 this fine Z. 9Z, 10Z, start again. Z, 1Z, 2Z, I love you, Z.
1Z, 2Z, I'll kiss you, Z. 2Z, 3Z, you kiss me, Z. 3Z, 4Z, kiss some more, Z. Let's start counting higher, higher. 4Z, 5Z, let's get lively. 5Z, 6Z, hug me quick, Z. 6Z, 7Z, this is Hemsy. My heart's on a fire.
Keep the numbers going till the song is done. Love will keep on growing, and we'll have lots of fun.
We'll have lots of fun.
You're my baby. 8Z,
9Z.
Ain't this fine, Z?
9Z, 10Z, start again, Z.
1Z, 2Z, I love you, Z.
3Z, you from easy.
1Z, 2Z, I love you, Z.
Hey, Mr. Valley. Mr. Valley, why didn't you invite my brother to your party?
Your brother? Pinky? Oh, Lord, no. The last time he went to a party, they told him it was formal. He came dressed in top hat, white tie, and black sweatshirt.
Oh, listen, Mr. Valley, my brother's a gentleman. When he was introduced to the hostess, he bent down and kissed her hand for 5 minutes.
Why did he take so long to kiss her hand?
He was trying to bite the diamonds out of her bracelet.
Well, I'll invite your brother to the next party, Pinky. Right now, I'd like to,
Oh, excuse me, Rudy. Here are some telegrams from guests.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one from Nelson Eddy. It says, "Dear Rudy, I got your invitation to your party, but fortunately was invited to another party in the nick of time."
Too bad. Too bad Nelson Eddy isn't coming. I wanted him to bring some of his shortening bread. With butter, too.
Hello? Who? Oh, hello, Miss Garbo. Yes, Miss Garbo, of course. Goodbye, Miss Garbo.
Pink, is that Greta Garbo?
No, Tilly Garbo. She does my laundry.
Here's a telegram from Van Johnson. It says, "Sorry I couldn't attend your party, but it's the dog's night out and I had to stay home and chase gophers."
Very lame excuse, the dog's night out.
Wait, here's another telegram. It says, "Van Johnson is right. It is my night off. Signed, Fido." Wait.
Oh, Rudy. Here's one from Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy Lamarr.
She says she'll be here as soon as she comes back from visiting her brother, Sydney.
Oh, that's wonderful. Does Hedy say where Sydney is?
Yes, in Australia.
Oh!
Mr. Valley, here's the telegram from Gypsy Rose Lee. Gosh, this is the first envelope that ever steamed itself open. See, Mr. Valley, just think of it. Gypsy Rose Lee. Just think of it.
Is she coming to the party?
No, but just think of it. Gee, I hope somebody comes.
Hello. Quiet, everybody. It's Ronald Coleman.
Hello, Ronnie. Over there. Oh, yes. Oh, Ronnie, I wondered if you'd drop in at a party I'm giving. Oh, yes, yes. Goodbye.
What did he say?
No.
That's the same as the Valley. Everybody's turning you down. How do you feel if I'm not too subnormal?
Well, Pinky, to coin a song, I'm lonesome, I guess. That's all. Well, Benny, that's a cue. If you ever heard one, you just heard one.
It seems like a year since I've seen you, dear. Yet I know it's been only a day. But the hours seem long and the world goes wrong, for it's empty with you away. And I wake from each dream of your loveliness to sink once again into loneliness. And I'd give all the world for just one caress. I'm lonesome, I guess, that's all. The faces I see don't appeal to me. for it's your face I long for today. With its dear, wonderful smile that makes life worthwhile, for it drives all my cares away. And I dream of your lips and your eyes are blue, and wonder if your heart is dreaming too. And my own heart is crying the whole day through. I'm lonesome, I guess that's all.
There's something about glamorous shining hair that men find irresistible. She knows her men, and should you rant and swear, can draw you to her with a single hair. And girls, what a glamorous difference you can make in your hair when you use Dreen with Hair Conditioning Action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its natural luster. As much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. As leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Here in the United States, many of the peacetime products we want and need have been held up on industry's production lines because of the shortage of fats and oils. And it's a shortage all of us can do something about by saving every drop of used kitchen fats every mealtime and selling it to a meat dealer promptly at 4 cents a pound. You'll help put more soap in more stores sooner and speed the return of many other items, too, including paints, fabrics, and those nylons.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dreen show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Earl Carroll and Republic Pictures, Benny Kruger in his music, and that Scotch dynamo of song and comedy, Ella Logan.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dreen. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dreen show was written by Robert Marco. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes, say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, tomorrow, get Dreft.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.